This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abayim. Thanks, everybody, for coming. Tonight is, of course, Hilula de Rav Meir. That's why the sound wasn't working until Meir came and he miraculously worked his magic. Okay, tonight's shiur is dedicated by my dear friends, Rav Yitzi Stern, L'Kavod the Yartzer Rav Meir. And tonight's shiur is dedicated by my dear friend who's been listening to Rav Meir Shurim now for over 10 years, Rav Eli Sizma, in honor of the shiur and the connection to Rav Meir Balanes. And tonight's shiur is dedicated by Ruben Abu of Panama. Lahatzlacha loy Ruben ben Eli u'mishpachtai. Okay, so tonight we're going to speak about Lag Ba'Omer, because this coming Lag Ba'Omer, I will have the great privilege, since Meron is closed, to go to the next best spot, to go to the Ramah. So you say, did I know that Meron would be closed when we booked the trip to go to Krakow? I can't reveal the answer to that question. But tonight we're going to speak about Lag Ba'Omer and a detail of the Gemara that tells us the story of Rav Shimon bar Yochai. And this detail I cannot get out of my mind for quite a while. The Gemara famously tells us in Yevamos Samach Beis Amud Beis that 12,000 pairs of Talmidim Rabbi Akiva had. Rabbi Akiva had 12,000 pairs of Talmidim. They occupied the entire length and breadth of Eretz Yisrael from Gevas until Antiparis. Isn't everybody Antiparis? But that's the name of the place. Mi Gevas until Antiparis. And they all died at one time because they did not accord honor one to the other. And the world was desolate. Ad Shabbat Rabbi Akiva, Eitzel Rabbi Senu Shabbadarma. Until Rabbi Akiva came to the rabbis of the south, Vishana Lehem. And he taught them. Who are they? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Lozer ben Shemua. Vehem heim hamidu Torah oisasha. They established the Torah at that moment. We learned Kula Mesu mi Pesach v'Yad Atzeres. They all died from Pesach until Shavuos. Amrav Chama bar Abba v'Yitem Rav Chia bar Abin. Kulu Mesu mi Sora. They all died a difficult death. Ma'hi Amrav Nachman Askara. Okay. I was hooked on one word. There's one word I could not get out of my mind. It says Rabbi Akiva came to Rabbi Senu Shabadaram, the rabbis in the south. Like it matters where the rabbis lived. 24,000 students died until Rabbi Akiva came to the rabbis in the south. Why is it relevant where the rabbis lived? Let's say they lived in the east, the west, the north. Is this a significant detail? Obviously, if the Gemara reports it, it's obviously very important. What is the significance of the fact that Rabbi Akiva taught these rabbanim in the south? Another interesting thing. If I were to ask you, where is Babylon relative to the land of Israel? So, probably you would say that in the Gemara it always says that if something took place in Eretz Yisrael, it says B'marava Amri, they taught in the west, so Babylon must be east. And yet when the Novi Yirmiah says and predicts that Babylon will attack, V'yemer Hashem Elai, Mitzofo in Tipasach Hara, the evil's coming from the north. What do you mean the north? The north? Babel is north of Israel? I mean, you don't have to be a major in geography to know Babylon is not north of Israel. North of Israel is Lebanon, Syria, Turkey, but Iraq is due east. Iraq is east of Israel. So what does the Navi Yirmiyah mean? Mitzafa in Tipasach Hara, but it's not just the Pasuk. The Gemara in Gittin says, Vaha Bavel Litzvayna Eretz Yisrael Kaima. Bavel is north of Eretz Yisrael. Dechsev, Vayomer Hashem Elai, Mitzafon Tipasach Hara. So the Gemara also maintains that Babylon is north of Eretz Yisrael. In fact, Rashi in Masech Debrachos says a line, three lines to the end of Rashi, in Brachos Samach Alfa and Beis. Rashi says, Lefisha Bavel b'mizracha shel Eretz Yisrael. Babylon is east of Eretz Yisrael. So the Noida Behuda and the Tzlach asks, really, Babylon is east of Eretz Yisrael? Doesn't the Gemara in Gittin say Bavel is north of Eretz Yisrael? The Gemara in Bava Basra says, also, Babylon is north of Eretz Yisrael. So why is Rashi saying it's east? So the simple way out of this question, in other words, the question is like this. The Gemara in Gittin says Babel is north. The Pasuk in Yirmiyah says it's north. Rashi says it's east. A map says it's east. So the easy solution is, it's both. It's northeast. In fact, Tosfos in Bechorot, Nonhei Amud Beis, says, on the third line, De Babel hu b'tzvaynis mizracha shel Eretz Yisrael. Babylon is the northeast of Eretz Yisrael. But Rabbi Yaakov Emden has a genius solution to this. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says Babylon is only east of Eretz Yisrael. But how do you think you get from Babel to Eretz Yisrael? You go west through the desert. You travel through impassable terrain. The way you get from Babel to Eretz Yisrael is you go north, you go west, you go south. So Babylon, when Babylon invades Eretz Yisrael, even though he's coming from the east, but he's entering from the north. So when the Navi says the evil is coming from the north, it doesn't mean Babylon is north of Eretz Yisrael. It means it's going to be north because it's coming from the... In other words, the country is not north, but it's coming from the north. Fine. We're going to offer a new answer to this question. So we have the answer of Tosfos, that it's both north and east. We have the answer of Yaakov Emden, that it's east, but in order to get from east to west, it has to go north and come down from the north. Let's talk about Avraham Avinu. In the Chumash, you ever hear of the Chumash? The Bible that Moses brought down from Sinai? By the way, Moshe Rabbeinu was a nitzot, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was a nitzot of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why it says, Alisa Lamaraim Shavisa Shevi. Shevi is not an old car. Shevi is Shimon Bar Yochai. It says the Chida. Avraham Avinu in the Chumash only goes in one direction. The only direction he ever travels is south. Vayisa Avraham Haloich V'nasaya HaNegva. That's when he was going from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim. Fine. Now if I were to ask you, so probably when it says he was coming back from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael, what direction was he traveling in? You would expect the Chumash would say, now Avraham is going north. You know what the Pasuk says? Vayal Avraham Mitzrayim. By the way, on the word who is a Tlisha Gedoyla, which means, aside from the fact that it sounds differently than a Tlisha Gatana, it's a melech, so you pause. If you don't pause, the Mishnah Berurah says you have to go back. And the listeners have to correct the Baal Koyrin. The good thing is, nobody knows what a Tlisha Gedoyla is, or a melech, or that the Mishnah Berurah says you have to correct the guy. But that's the halacha. Hu vishtai v'chalasher loy v'loit imay hanegba. Avram comes up from Mitzrayim, him, his wife, and everything that belongs to him, and loy with him to the south. Ribon Adal Makum, he's going north. Says Rashi, he's coming to the south of Eretz Yisrael. Just say he's going north. I mean, is there a problem to go north? You're not allowed to go north? When GPS told Avram go north, he went south? Is something wrong with the north? The Gemara says, if you want to become wise, when you face Shemana Esrei, you should Haroitza Lahachkim Yajim. If you want to become wise, when you face Shemana Esrei, aside from facing east, you lean toward the south a little bit. Okay? So that's the east, that's the south a little. You face a little bit that way. V'sheyasher, and if you're well, you want to be wealthy, Yatsbin, you should face a little bit to the north. How do you remember that? The Shulchan, which represents wealth, was in the north. The Menorah, which represents wisdom, was in the south. Let's say you want both. That's why people shuckle. No, it doesn't work. You have to choose. So Gemara says, face south. Because if you're wise, you'll make money also. But there are people who make money, but they're not wise, and they lose it. What? So if you want both, now listen to this. The Gemara says, Shenemar, Oyrech Yamin Bimina, Bismoila Oyshava Kavayd. Long life is on the right side, wealth is on the left side. Let's think about that. We're talking about south and north now. What does right and left have to do with it? And now we're about to discover something very important. The right side is a direction and the left side is a direction. How? Because we always say a person faces east. So if I face east, I would be turned around now. My right would be the south. My left would be the north. The south is Yamin. The north is... Thank you. The north... The south is Yamin. And the north is Smile. The south is Yamin. And the north is Smile. The left side. It's very interesting. Throughout Shas, the wise people, they're always in the south. The Gemara in Talmud says, 10 questions Alexander Mokdim asked the elders in the south. Why do the smart people only live in the south? There are no smart people in the north. There are only smart people in Florida, not in New York. That's why Jews love Miami, because that's where the wisdom is. They certainly don't go for the weather, right? Why would they go for the weather? It's humid there, unbearably humid the whole year. New York has better weather than Miami. So why do they go? It's just to get chachma. There's just so much chachma in Miami. Now, you don't know if I'm serious or not. Well, that's good. Okay. So, but throughout Shas, the wise people are always in the south. For example, the Gemara in Erevin on Nun Gimel Amud Beis, it says, V'hin giv l'mifi b'yshas. Rashi says, L'fnei ziknei doroim she'en chachamim oy. The wise men in the south are exceptionally wise. Or the Gemara in Temura, where the Gemara says, the woman said, you gave me an eretz menugav, literally an arid land, a dry land, with the Gemara darshins, that all it has is Torah, nothing else. The Negev is Torah, south is Torah. So it's very interesting. Rabbi Akiva goes to teach the Rabbi Sinu Shabbadarim. Avram Avinu, he's always going south. How do we understand this? And this is an observation made by one of the Kadmoinim, the Taras Chaim. He says, Harotza Shiachim Yadrim. Chachma is always in the south. He says something amazing. You know why Chachma is in the south? What direction is God in? Shechina is in the Marav. And God writes with which hand? God is a righty or a lefty? He's a righty. So he writes with his right hand. What's he writing? The Torah. So if God's in the west, where's the Torah? The Torah must be in the east. If God's in the west and he's writing with his right hand, says the Taras Chaim, so I know what you're thinking, but how do you know which way he's facing? But if he's in the west and he's writing with his right hand, the Torah is in the east. So the first thing we learn is, Chachma is in the west, and he's writing with his right hand, that's the west, over there. So his right hand would be the south. The Torah is in the south. Wisdom is in the south. Not southern hospitality, southern wisdom. There's no such expression. Coin it now. The Torah is in the south. Chachma is in the south. The Chachamim are in the south. But now we're going to learn something even more amazing. Because we learned that we have these two directions, the south and the north. The north, that's where the money is. The south, that's where wisdom is. But which one is Midas Hadin and which one is Midas Harachamim? Let's put that aside. Let's put that on hold for a little bit. There's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. It says, "Uri tzafayin uvayisayman hafichi ganiz luvasamav Yavoi doidi leganoi v'yoichal peri megadav. Uri tzafoin, wake up in the north and come to the south. So, before today, I heard a beautiful vart from the Belzer Rebbe, the Sar Shalom of Belz. Today I discovered that it came from Reb Chaim Volozhiner. It's brought in the Sefer of Reb Zundel of Salant. Uri tzafoin ubayi seman. Question, when you learn Torah, should you say, well, I'm not going to learn unless I do it for the purest motivation, but right now I don't have the purest motivation, so I'm not going to learn. Let's say somebody pays you to learn. Should you learn for money? Yeah. Let's say you don't want to learn, but you know if you learn, people are going to honor you. Should you learn for covet? Yeah. Why? La'olam yasek adam b'tarva mitzvah shaloi l'shma shemitach shalom b'lishma. You should always learn Torah and do mitzvahs for an ulterior motive, because from the ulterior motive you'll come to do it l'shma. Uri tzafain! Start in the north! Say, I'm going to do the mitzvah for money, for covet, for wealth, for shaloi l'shma, because eventually uvait teman, eventually you'll get to the south. That's the remez, Reb Chaim Volozhiner said, and the Sar Shalom of Belz. Uri tzafain, get up in the north. When you want to go do a mitzvah, and you have an ulterior motive, do it for an ulterior motive. It's good to do mitzvahs for ulterior motives, because eventually you'll come to do it l'shma. That's Uri tzafain ubayi seman. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You didn't know this. I didn't know it either. How many... Is the world a circle or a square? The world is a ball. But the universe has four sides. North, south, east, and west. Are there like walls? Like, you know, your house? Let's say your wife wouldn't be happy if you didn't have walls, right? I'm assuming that you need your walls. Does the universe have walls? The Gemara says, look at this, number 20. Gemara Bava Basra. Tana Rabbi Lezer Omer. Oylam la'achsad Yehudam. The world is like a portico. It's closed on three sides. Veruach tzafoynis ena mesoyveves. The north side is not closed in. Mayor Gladstein, did you know that tonight is Yom HaDigulua of a mayor? It's a very special night. Now, did you know the world has four sides and three walls, but one side is open? You know which side is open? The north. The north is open. Dr. Gutnick, which side is open? The north. Matis, which side is open? Gordon, which side is open? Mr. Itzkus, what side is open? Okay. The north is open. Says Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, why is the north open? Maybe we should take a trip to the north. Because if it's open, you know, maybe... Says Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, Davar Acher, Ruach Pinas Hatzafin Barav Leigamrei. God built the fourth side. He didn't complete it. He left it open. Why? Shakomi Sheyam Shu Eloika. Anyone who says he's a god, God will say, really? Yavai Vigmar Sabina Zushinachti. Close in the fourth side. Viedu Akoshu Eloika. Everyone will know you're a god. Now who hangs out in the north? Mazikin, Zvois, Ruchais, Shadim, Brakim, Ra'amim, demons, monsters. What are some other good words for that? Goblins. Anyone? New Isaac? What else? What else hangs out in the north? The bad stuff. Thunder, lightning. Umisham ra yoytzei so'ilam. Evil comes from the north. All evil comes from the north. By the way, most karbanos you shecht in the north to like ward off any ra. Shenemar mitzafon tipasachara. Bubbles coming from the north. Okay, ready for this? This Friday, we're going to have the zechus to be either Friday or Matzah Shabbos at Meir's great 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 grandfather's kever. Say, what? Why Meir, not me? Because it's Meir's direct. Me, I only married in Megala Amukos. We're gonna be at the kever Megala Amukos. Megala Amukos. It says on his kever, he spoke to Eliyahu Hanavi face to face. That's very special. You have a good way with words. That's very special. The Megala Amukos, who had Giloy Eliyahu, says the world has four sides. One side is open. What do we call Avodah Zarah? You ready? Ki kol, whoever gets the answer gets an extra popper. Ki kol Elohei ho'amim Elilim. Elilim. The Avodah Zarah are Elilim. Did you ever think, what in the world does the word Elilim mean? Where does that word come from? You ever say that in Haidu? Ki kol Elohei ho'amim Elilim. All the gods of the nations are Elilim. What does Elilim mean? Says Megala Amukos, it's Rashi Tevois. Ein lohem yecholas la'asois mechitza. They can't close the fourth side. The definition of Avodah Zarah is God says, you're a God, close the fourth side. Ein lohem yecholas la'asois mechitza. They can't close the fourth side. It's Ayin Menorah. It was worth coming here tonight. Ein, that's a good one, Isaac, no? Ein lohem yecholas la'asois mechitza. Do you know the Gemara in Brachos? It says Eliyahu ba'arba, Eliyahu in four. The Gemara says Michal ba'achas, Gabriel b'shtayim, Eliyahu ba'arba. What's the secret of Eliyahu ba'arba? He's going to tell us, okay, God's finishing the world. He's closing in the fourth side. So you say, what? What? Like Mashiach? Why is like, isn't Eliyahu coming to say that Mashiach is coming? Eliyahu is coming to say that we're building the fourth wall. What does the fourth wall have to do with redemption? Obviously, if all evil in the world is coming in from the fourth side, closing that fourth side is going to prevent all evil. In other words, you could ask a question. This, the Shvilei Pinchas, I found, asked this on Parshas Bereishis. Why is it a proof that someone is a false god if he can't build the fourth wall? That's the proof? In other words, you have these guys lining up. I'm a god, I'm a god, I'm a god. So God says, really, you're a god? Make the fourth wall. I can't make the fourth wall. So he's not a god. Like, that's the ultimate barometer. He can't make the fourth wall. The answer is, all difficulties and challenges and evil in the world come from this conceptual idea that it comes from the fourth side. If they can close in the fourth side, that means they have no control in this world. They're not a god, they're not a force, they're not a power. If they can't make that fourth wall, they're not a power. Does anybody remember the pasuk in Yeshaya Perek Tes? Lemar beha misra, ulashalai main case, lemar beha misra. What's special about the word lemar beha misra? Lamed mem resh beis hey. The word, the mem in middle of the word is a final mem. It's the only time in Tanakh you have a mem in middle of a word as a box. Why? Because it's talking about when Mashiach comes. What's Mashiach going to do? He's going to close the box. He's going to close the box. By the way, says Megala Amukos, what's the first letter of the Torah? Mr. Gunnick, you're on a roll tonight. What's the first letter of the Torah? Obeys, huh? Says Megala Amukos, what side is the Beis open? Says Megala Amukos, the that side, Megala Mukoy says, is the Ruach Safain. It's the Ruach Safain. It's closed in on the south, and it's open on the north. And it's closed in the east, and it's closed in the west. The open bays, the Megala Mukoy says, represents how God created the world. He created the world with the word Bereishis, specifically with the Ois bays. And if the Gemara says the world is open on the north, the bays, the Megala Mukoy writes, represents the open side on the north. By the way, the world has... Who's going to close in the fourth side? Eliyahu. What's he going to make? A mechitza. What did God make with Eliyahu? A bris. Bris is the gematria of mechitza times four. Megala Mukais. The Arizal also writes, the Torah begins with the letter Beis. Why? To indicate that the world is open in the north side. So all evil comes from the north. All challenge comes to the north. You know, people think money is good. If you use it right, it's good. But money is in the north. Wisdom is in the south. Just the pure pursuit of money is part of evil. What's the first letter of the Torah? Back to Dr. Gutnick. Beis. What's the last letter of the Torah Shabbat Peh? Hashem oiz amo yitin, Hashem yivarach es amo yiba shalom. The Shvilei Pinchas had the zechus to speak to him today and yesterday and Friday. The Shvilei Pinchas told me very amazing chidush manlag ba'omer. He said, I'm going to just say as a side piece, nothing to do with the shir. You know, Reb Shimon went into the cave for 12 years. He came out, he's burning everything up. Everything. He goes in for 1 year, and now everything's good. What's the pshat? He said, didn't you ever wonder? The 12 years didn't do it, and the 13th year did it? Now he's given shir on Lag BaOmer before. In fact, he has a massive sefer on Lag BaOmer. Kedai Reb Shimon. He said, do you remember the Magen Avraham brings? There are 12 sha'arim of tefillah and shamayim. You ever hear this? The Magen of Mezrich talks about there are 12 sha'arim of tefillah and shamayim. And then there's a shar ha'koilel, a general gate. The Magen of Mezrich says the general gate is nosach svard. The Chassam Sofer says, nah, nice try. Remember this subject? There are 12 gates and there's a Shar HaKoyla. Says the Shvilei Pinchas, the Chassam Sofer in Shoftim, the Avnei Nezer both write, that in Torah there are also 12 gates. And then there's a Shar HaKoyla. So Rav Shimon went into the cave for 12 years, connected the 12 gates. But still, he needed to go in one more year to get the Shar HaKoyla. When he went in to get the Shar HaKoyla, he was able to assimilate everything together. So, says the Shvilei Pinchas in Parashas Bereishis, this is the deeper meaning of Uri Tzafayin Ubayi Seiman. The Torah begins with a beis. What is a beis? It's open on what side? The north. That indicates that when you start learning, you could be motivated by the tzafa in the north. Money, kavod, ulterior motive. Because ultimately, v'dibar tabam, ultimately you'll get to the end of the Torah, which is the final mem, which we close in the fourth side. We close in the north. You won't be motivated by that anymore. But you could be uri sema, uri tzafa, and you could start with the beis. You could start with the north. Because ultimately, ubayi sema, and ultimately you'll close it in. Comes Rabbi Yeshua Heller in his Sefer on Tefillah, and he says something remarkable. He says, aside from the fact that money is in the north and wisdom is in the south, the north is which side? The left. Okay? The south is which side? The right. Do you get that, Cheshbon? Because when you're facing east, the right is the south, and the left is the north. The right is Midas Harachamim HaChesed. The left side is Midas Adin. You think it's a coincidence that Avram Avinu only travels in one direction? He only goes south. Because Avraham is Avraham Avinu Ish Chesed. Avraham Avinu is the paragon of Chesed. Titein Emes Yaakov Chesed Li Avraham. So his Avoida is constantly going south. Doesn't matter whether he's going from Eretz Yisrael to Egypt or from Egypt to Eretz Yisrael. He's always going in Hoylech. He's Hoylech V'Nosaya. He's constantly steiging. He's constantly growing in what? In the Avoida of Hanegba. He never went north once in his whole life. Doesn't matter where he's going. He's going to Beisel. He's going to Haran. He only goes Hoylech V'Nosaya. Hanegba. Ah, says Rabbi Yeshua Heller. And this would be another answer to our question. Is Bavel in the north? No, Bavel's in the east. So why does it say the evil's coming from the north? Because we saw in Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. God created the world. He closed it in on three sides. It's open on the fourth side. What does that mean? All evil comes to the world through the medium of north. The concept of north. North is Midas Hadin. North is Midas Hadin. Therefore, let's wrap it up. Rabbi Akiva teaches 24,000 students. Not successful. They all pass away. So he wants to be able to preserve Chachma. Where is Torah found? Where is wisdom found? Who's Chachma? Chachamim B'Yoyser? In the south. So who does he go to? Rabbi Seinu Shebedarim. That's the first step. The second step I was thinking, and I found it today in the writings of Rabbi Yaakov Hillel, but this is an idea that I had. Why did the students of Rabbi Kiva pass away? They weren't learning, they were learning. They didn't reach high levels of learning, they did. They weren't Amel B'Torah, they were Amel B'Torah. Chazal say, Lo Noagu Kavod Zeh B'Zeh. That's the Gemara in Yevamos. I believe the Medrash in Kohelet says, Einav Tzara Zeh B'Zeh. They were stingy in their learning. There was Torah, but there was a certain element of Midas Hadin in the Torah. There was a certain element of stringency in the Torah. Interpersonal. Of not being foregoing, of not being magnanimous, of not showing chesed in their learning. So Rabbi Kiva needed to make an adjustment. Because it's not enough just to learn. When somebody learns, it has to be a Torah of Midas HaChesed. It has to be a Torah, not just to give over the information, but to help people, to be merachim on people, to be mechazik people. It's not enough just Torah. Because their Torah was a Torah of Shalai Noagu Kavod Zeh B'Zeh. It was a Torah of Einayim Tzara Zeh L'Zeh. So where does Rabbi Kiva go? He has to follow in the manner of Avraham Avinu. He goes to Rabbi Seinu Shebedarim. He has to incorporate in this Torah Midas HaChesed, a kindness, a mercy. And by the way, which sages does he teach? Rav Shimon, Shemar Yechai, Rav Meir. And we know their Torah was a Torah of Rachamim, certainly Rav Meir. Rav Meir was the one who taught the world. What? We're always the beloved children of Hashem. So Rav Meir's Torah was a Torah of Chesed, a Torah of Rachamim. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's Torah was also a Torah of Rachamim. The Gemara says in Sukkah, that the Rashbi says, Yachal ani liftar es kol ha'olam kulay, mi midas midin, miyom shenevrei siarata, I could exempt the whole world from midas adin, from the day I was created until now. By the way, Rabbi Kiva Eger is Mitzayin on that Gemara. Look in Avos Reb Nosson. In Avos Reb Nosson, the Rashbi says, when I'm around, nobody goes to Gehenna. That's why everybody loves the Rashbi. People want, why is everyone flocking to the Rashbi? You want to hang around with the Rashbi. So his Torah, their Torah, was a Torah of, it's Rabbi Sinu Shebedarim. It's a Torah of the Negev. It's a Torah of Midas HaChesed, like Avraham Avinu. And therefore we could say, geographically, there are three approaches. Tosfos says it's northeast. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says it's east, but to get there you got to go north. We're saying it's east. But conceptually, the evil of Babel is conceptually found in the north. That's what Rabbi Shua Heller says. On the other hand, a Torah, which is a Torah Safain, the Torah has to be a Torah of Rabbi Sinu Shabadarim. Yeah, why weren't they with him? Yeah, I mean, in other words, it's not even geographic. It's the flavor of their Torah. It's not that they were hanging around in Beersheba, Eilat, the Sinai Desert. It's interesting because Rav Meir is associated with Tveria, you know? You could be up in Tveria, but you're still Rabbi Seinu Shabadarim. So this is an important limud as we head into Lag BaOmer, that as we prepare for the Yom Tov of Shavuos, we have to make sure that our Torah is a Torah's Chesed, a Torah's Rachamim, and a Torah of Hatava. And this is the Torah, the Gemara says, V'heim, heim, ha'amidu Torah oisasha. They were the ones who established the Torah at that time. Rabbi Isai, Afreilachin lichtigen raglaim. Thank you very much. Baruch tia. Reb Chanani ben Akasha Omer. Ratzah Hakadosh Baruch Hu l'zakeh Yisrael. Fikach hirba Torah mitzvah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.